was gone, but only for a few hours. And now, he is back.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Get ready for a brand new episode.
Are you ready?
The O'Neill Africa Experience. Let's go.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
Music of Mood to Swing is called Can't Get Away, the remix version. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the O'Neill Africa Experience on a Friday afternoon. We are powered by hashtag Castle Lights and Locks. It's yet another epic Friday. Hopefully, if we don't have any problems. And as always, I'm not rolling solo. I'm hanging out with my co-pilot, Mr. 37 MPH himself.
Good, brother? What's happening? Happy Friday, everybody. It's been a crazy week. I released new music last Friday.
Yes.
So, in between work and this, I'm out here promoting a song.
Have we lined up the track today?
It should be on the system.
Okay, cool. That's so, sure. We'll be checking that out today on the show. Now, something else that you did recently.
Yeah.
Simi.
Yeah.
Nigerian songstress. A hell of a songwriter. She was in the country.
Yes.
And you had an opportunity to sit down with her.
That's for sure.
So we are going to get a bit of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 37 MPH had a chance to sit down with Simi. And they covered a few things, which we're going to play that for you. The reason why this is happening by now, I'm hoping that you're already aware that we've had two cancellations. I don't know how this happens.
Hey.
We were scheduled to have the Soul Brothers as well as Don Laka. I know a few of my friends were super excited about the both of it. Look, between the two artists whom we were meant to have in studio today, each collectively they have over 80 years experience.
That's for sure.
80 years experience in the music business. Soul Brothers, I don't know if you know anything about Soul Brothers. Soul Brothers, I remember, I've got such fond memories of their music because I would get up on a Saturday and my dad would be playing that. Like, he'll be under the hood of the car, fixing something, all
like
greasy.
Old dads,
Yes. And the music would be playing. Of course, I didn't understand what they were saying because most of they sing in Venek, and at the time I didn't understand any Zulu at all.
Sure.
So, but the soul, I recognized the soul any day, and they had such a distinctive sound about them. So I was very excited about that. I wanted to really find out, you know, how they came to refine the sound.
Yeah.
And of course, having been present in the business from 1965, can you imagine how wealthy their story is?
I can imagine. I can only imagine. I mean, being in the industry for so long and seeing the different phases of the music industry and it evolving to what it is now.
Yeah.
That's amazing, even like from a technology perspective and the business perspective.
There's also Don Laka, co-founder of Kalawa Jasmine.
Yeah.
Another incredible story. This man has done amazing things for the music industry, and he continues to do so. He's released an album recently, a collaborative effort with some of the young talent of today. I was looking forward to getting into that, but sadly they can't make it. I'm not too sure why, but hopefully we'll be able to get them in studio. What's coming up now? It's 37 MPH sitting down with Simi. That's coming up on the other side of Quentin Harris. What are we talking about?
Oh,
Oh yeah. So this is Quentin Harris hanging out with Monique Bingham. This is Poor People. I did promise you a discussion between 37 and PH, as well as Simi from Nigeria. Here it is.
You're now listening to the O'Neal Africa Experience. Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neal Africa Experience.
But we got no choice but to turn this beat sideways. I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neal Africa Experience.
Okay, cool. What's up, Simi? How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you.
Welcome to Joburg.
Thank you.
It's so awesome to see you in Joburg. It's so different. Like, the last time I saw you at Coke Studio,
yes,
and you were doing a song with Fally Ipupa and Sauti Sol.
Yes.
Yeah, how has life been since then?
Pretty exciting. I mean, I dropped an album since then.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So. No, you dropped an album and an EP. True.
I dropped an EP with Files.
Yeah, Chemistry. The Chemistry, yeah?
Mm-hmm. And then I dropped an album September last year.
That is so awesome. Simi Sola, obviously.
Yeah.
I listened to it immediately. The moment I saw that you'd released it, I went and copped it.
Well, I hope you liked it.
I loved it.
Thank
I loved
you.
It. I mean, I was playing for everybody.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, it's so exciting to actually sit in the studio with you. In a world where everybody is following and everyone sounds the same, everyone is turning up, everyone is lit, there comes Simi Sola, who is absolutely amazing, has her own new style. The way that you write is sincere. The way that you do music is sincere. And not only that you're an artist, you're a great producer and great sound engineer also. So welcome, everybody. Welcome to the O'Neal Africa Experience.
Yep. Thank you very much. I'm excited for this.
Yeah, I'm also pretty excited. So pretty much what the aim of this interview, to everybody that's listening at home, we're actually recording this in Simi's hotel room because she couldn't make it to the studio. So I take this to the interview and take the experience.
Very sweet. Thank you.
Yeah, so with this, we're hoping to just uncover some layers. We're going to put some guitar. I've got my guitar and I got my piano, and we're going to like unpack some of your songs.
Okay.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. So without further ado, let's get to the first song. Boom.
You're now listening to the O'Neal Africa Experience.
Bye.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Yo, there is something very special about the tone of voice of yours. Nobody sounds like you. You know, it takes me back to when I was a child. I grew up in the Eastern Cape of South Africa. In my primary school, I used to be part of the children's church band.
Oh.
And there was a girl who has a similar tone to yours. So the first time I heard your voice, I was like, oh my God, you took me back to that place. It is such a pure tone. It's intoxicating. It's innocent. And you carry a lot of emotion in your voice. I'm hoping that you guys who are listening at home are experiencing exactly what we're experiencing here in the studio.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. So thank you so much for your gift, yeah?
Thank you.
Cool. So tell us a little bit more about your music education or your background. When did you start music?
Actually, I started singing. I think I was a very young teenager. I was in this group in church called Outstanding.
Yeah.
And we used to sing and dance and rap. So I think it was there that I kind of just groomed myself as a singer.
Yeah.
And then in 2008, I released an album. It was a gospel album called Ogaju.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, well, after that, I got signed to a record label. That didn't work out very well. But in that time, I kind of found my sound.
Yeah.
You know, I remember that I used to mix a lot of things together. I'm like, nah, that's not it. And I'll do this again. And then I think when I finally got it, especially with the help of my producer, Oscar, you know, when I finally got it, you know, just like mix of different things. Because I wanted people to hear my songs and know that it was me.
Yeah.
You know, I think when we got it, we knew that we'd gotten it, so...
That is so dope. That is so dope. Well, keep on doing what you're doing because it's amazing. We're a big fan. I'm personally a big fan of your work.
Thank you.
So big up yourself. So tell us more about Complete Me.
Complete Me is actually pretty personal because it was inspired by my own personal life.
Okay.
My relationship. I feel like love is. I mean, like.
So you feel like love is.
I feel like love is not really love unless the person kind of is like a round peg in a round hole.
Okay.
You know, like, and it's not necessarily about butterflies, because I think you can have butterflies for just someone, anybody that says the right things or just looks the right way.
Yeah.
But someone that completes you and makes you feel like, you know, the part, your inadequacies, they kind of make it work out.
Yeah.
You know, I was trying to tell that story in the song Complete Me.
That's amazing. All right, cool. So take us on that journey.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
One, two, three, and...
Waiting the love you know there, oh. If you know there, it's really not the same. Oh, I never thought that I could love anybody the way that I love you so completely. Oh
my baby,
you are the formula.
You, it's like the sun.
heart without a beat.
The O'Neal Africa Experience.
Nice. Okay, so what's a beat without lyrics?
Well, just beats.
Okay, cool. What's lyrics without a beat, without the music?
Just poetry.
Poetry.
Yes.
What's the world without love?
Empty.
Empty, right? Mm. So I've got one question. This one is more like my own personal research. Mm-hmm. You guys did a chemistry album, you and Files.
Yeah.
So was something going on there?
Files is just my friend. We're just really good friends, and he's probably like the person I have the most chemistry with in the studio that I have worked with so far.
Yeah.
And I mean, we just wanted to make the most of that.
I really enjoyed that for me, that actually took me on another tangent as a songwriter. I was like, I was so inspired by that.
Thank
you know
you.
That the visual, the cover, the music was amazing. I messaged him. I was like, dude, this is amazing. I am a fan. I'm a big fan of your music, so
thank you.
It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, won't you give a shout out to our listeners, please?
Hey guys, this is Simi, and you're listening to the O'Neal Africa Experience.
Welcome to Acoustic Fridays. Exclusive to the O'Neal Africa Experience.
All right, guys, we've had such an amazing time with Simi. She's about to get ready for her video shoot. She's got an amazing shoot. I believe you've had quite a time out here in South Africa.
Yeah, I love to come here because it's so chill and so cool. Like, Nigeria is really hot right now.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, so, and the vibe is just amazing here. So, yeah, great times.
What video are you shooting?
Gun for Good.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, it's my
dope.
Jam.
Oh, that's awesome. That should be amazing. That should be amazing.
Yeah, excited.
Cool. So, the last song you're going to perform for us is Jeremy.
Yes, Jeremy is my... I think right now, or since the beginning of my career, that's probably my biggest song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Funny thing is, I wrote that song just... I think... I believe that I was done with that, writing that, like, for the album.
Yeah.
My producer sent me that beat, and I was like, yo, I'm tired, stop. You know, but I really, really like the beat, so I just...
Yeah.
I wrote, like, 4 songs on it that I just didn't like. Then when I finally got Jeremy, I was like, oh, yeah, that's it. That's the one. And I sent it to him, and he was like, yeah, he likes the song, you know. I was like, I think that this should be our first single of the album. And I had to convince him, but I'm glad that I did.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a Jeremy of sorts a bit, you know. I think I understand what it's about. What is it about? It's about a guy who's not making a move. What is it?
Yes, the girl likes him. The girl's into him.
Yeah.
You know, but he's kind of taking his time.
Uh-huh.
You know, she doesn't know if it's because she doesn't like her.
Yeah.
Or if he's just, maybe he's distracted by something else. So she's like, okay, you know what, look at me, I'm right here.
Got you. I'm a definite Jeremy.
Yeah.
I'm the guy that sends out WCWs every week without fail, and the whole world is like, what the hell's wrong with you? Make a move. So straight up, I can completely relate. The first time I heard Jeremy, even before I saw the video,
yeah,
I was like, that's Sandbar. Okay, cool. So great to have you, Simi.
Yeah, great.
We'll chat
soon.
3 and.
To love me, Joro me, baby,
Joro me, Joro.
Kilo de, kilo de. Why you know they call me Kilo de, baby. Shot to your jewel, so jewel.
stop it. Well, I'll be bossy, yo. Talk to your friend, oh, you're me, baby.
You're me, yo.
She be what you saw for me. You talk, say you like me. I be rolling, bago.
Tell me why, oh why, oh why, oh why. know if you catch my eye. I'm a little hypnotized. You got me saying, so mommy, baby. Oh, this is crazy. Body, you majesty me. But something is changing. Why am I holding back? No, I'm not faking now. My heart is behaving now. You ask me one kind. You looking at me one kind, baby. It's making me feel one kind. Tell me why, why, why.
It's the uber talented Simi. Fresh after her sit down with 37 MPH, how was it?
It was amazing. It was very our time constraints were incredible.
Yeah,
it was heavy because we had like a 1 hour or less window between her last interview and her styling.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Literally, while we're doing the interview, we had people coming in to style her for the video.
She's such a unique talent, isn't she?
I think she's phenomenal. Her talent is incredible. Her voice is amazing. Her entire brain, her entire being is amazing.
Nice, yeah. Nice. So listen, we continue with the show. Less than 1 month to go before Chance the Rapper performs live in South Africa. Catch him alongside Shane Eel, Nadia Nakai, and Frank Casino at the Castle Lights Alux concert at Ticket Pro Dome in Johannesburg. It is all happening on the 30th of April, and the next day is a holiday, so you have no excuses. You would like to be there. We have information on what you can do to get yourself or to get your hands on a ticket. And get your tickets now at Compu Ticket for the Castle Light Alux concert. Hashtag Castle Light Alux.
You're now listening to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
You ready? Come on. 1, 2, 3. It's that time of the day. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the O'Neill Africa Experience.
Africa Experience.
And just like that, this is how we start the live section of the show today. Today, we are pleased to introduce to you Zoe Modira. The band is here as well. Let us know what you think. It's hashtag TOAE, hashtag Castle Lights and Locks. Good afternoon.
Though I'm on the brink, I believe in what I think, but don't wanna thank you. So many faces, but the whole wide world feels fast asleep. While my little paper card runs skin deep. Yeah, so many faces, but the whole wide world feels fast asleep. While my little paper gun burns skin deep. I'm not alone, the lie is a nuisance, fucking on my feelings, taking its chance and having a blast at my looking on my feelings, taking its chance and having a blast at my expense. I'm not alone, I'm not alone, I'm not alone.
Ladies and gentlemen, the incomparable Zoe Mudira. How you doing?
I'm great, after being called incomparable.
Listen, you're amazing. You take us to a place.
Thank you.
I think if you can take people to a place, remove them where they are, and then take them somewhere else, then you're something special.
Jeez, thank you so much.
Where do you draw your inspiration from?
Draw my inspiration from everything. Just like Zoe, the purpose of myself being called Zoe is the whole thing about it meaning life and all of life. So I draw inspiration from the universe. I draw inspiration from people and their experiences. I draw inspiration from my dark days, my happy days. Anything that's around me is inspiring.
Give us your background, your music background.
So I was one of those kids that were not great at sports. I was never chosen for any team. But I would audition for like little junior choirs and things, and I'd get through. You know, I remember this guy called Mr. Ndlovu, who used to make us sing Happy Birthday in grade 4. And then I got into the choir, ended up singing lead a couple of times there. That went on to getting classical training in clarinet, vocals and piano at the National School of the Arts. And then I studied jazz at UCT.
Did you have any mentor at the time when you were doing all of this?
I think different people took up the role of being mentors at different places. I mean, sometimes it was my teachers, sometimes it was people that were where I saw myself being. And now I see a lot of people that are in the industry that, you know, kind of give me tips and kind of mentor me when it comes to things of the industry.
What has been the most surprising remark you've had about your talent, your gift, or your music?
Incomparable.
Really?
Incomparable's like, woo!
I'm glad to have played that role then.
But it's been different things, you know. I think it's always good to be a standalone like artist where you have a very particular distinct thing about you. But if people can draw you to people that they love, like Abobu Simhlongo or Nina Simone, those are people that I look up to, and I've been told that I'm reminding people of them. So that for me is really awesome, because it's like people draw what's familiar to them and what they see as beautiful to them and put me in that same lane.
Everybody talks about how particularly difficult it is being in the industry, whether it's breaking in and staying in all the same. Has it been that way for you?
it's definitely been challenging. You know, I'm a young black singer, composer, and I'm an independent musician, you know, so it means having to take charge of so many aspects that I think other artists wouldn't have to really think about. But I really take the struggles in stride, man. You know when you know you're just, this is, there is no other option except this. So yeah, we have to make this work and make it beautiful. When people come and see me, they shouldn't be worrying about the things I worry about. I should be taking them to a space where, you know, I'm entertaining and moving them. So it's like it comes with it.
I was listening to the second song you performed. You're very poetic about your lyrics. Tell me what goes into you writing. Where does it come from, and what place do you go to when you write?
I think the writing experience is where I'm maybe most vulnerable. Things that I probably wouldn't share, I do in that space. And when it comes to, because the first song I performed was Yakhala Inkomo by Winston Mankunku, a version of mine. And Alone is my own song. And I talk about, you know, going back to when I was a lot younger, growing up and feeling like I really couldn't relate to people. And I was like the weird one going into high school and feeling like, oh man, none of the guys like me. Why am I such a weirdo? You know, and finding so much solace in what music is and really feeling like, you know what, I might be from a different strand of people, but I'm actually not alone. There are other people that feel like they don't really kind of melt into the world that they're in, you know. So that's what that song is about. And I think I tried to relate that human experience from the most honest place.
Almost all artists have had the pleasure of sitting down with, they talk about this one thing. It remains consistent. At some point, they thought about quitting.
Yes.
Has it occurred to you?
Quitting the gift never occurred to me. But there's certain things in the industry, even as a young up and coming, I think most people would still consider me that. Even as that, there are certain things that become so challenging, and it's just like, geez, I don't know if I actually want to do this anymore. But it's like, it's not even about me. I feel like when it comes to music and the bug and the gift, it's like an itch that you have to scratch. So even if I were to be like, okay, I'm going to do accounting, and I'm bad at numbers, so I wouldn't be serving anything there, the itch is always going to come back, and I have to scratch it, you know.
All right. So we're getting into our second performance. In studio, if you're wondering, we're hanging out with Zoe Mudira. The band is here as well. In fact, this time around, they're going to jam together. I think you should lead the way, and awesome, the band can just join in. Is that cool?
Awesome.
All right, give us a sec. We're back.
You ready? Come on. 1, 2, 3. It's that time of the day. The O'Neill Africa Experience.
The O'Neill Africa Experience.
Jump, jump, jump. yaqala inganekwane yethu niyangizwa yathi 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 yona yathi kwa
Certainly, this is how we come to the end of today's show. By the way, if you still want more of that Zoe Modira's performance, make sure that you just look for the podcast. You'll be able to see it. We're back again next week, Friday.
Definitely.
For myself and 37MPH. It's been great. But before I go, I have to talk about this. It's been 1 month since the release of Cliff Central and Wired Earphones, and users have been loving them. One happy customer actually went to the extent of saying, "Love this earbud, such clever design, good build quality." And another one also went on to say, "Bargain buy, fits comfortably and does not fall out while running at all. Good sound, super easy to connect to iPhone and takes calls effortlessly." So now you have an opportunity to also own a pair. Now purchase a pair now and write your own review. And who knows, we might be reading it live on radio. The Cliff Central unwired earphones connect to any smartphone, laptop, or tablet for listening to podcasts, music, videos, and even phone calls. With over 10 hours battery life, built-in microphone, 3-button controller, and an ergonomic design so it doesn't fall out of your ears when exercising, plus brilliant sound and build quality. Make sure that you go to our website, www.cliffcentral.com, to get your or order your own pair. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy your weekend.
Love light.
Much love to Palesa for putting together the show today. Remember, we are powered by hashtag CastleLightUnlocks. And as always, let me remind you that alcohol is not sold to any persons under the age of 18. We out.
Peace.
The O'Neill Africa Experience, the home of African talent.